The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Parents, you won't want your children to hear this program. It doesn't work. In the long run, it just doesn't work in everyday life. This immoral lifestyle simply is not practical. Consider the effects of having sex outside of marriage. With the desertion of biblical standards of morality, sexually transmitted diseases have skyrocketed. In the 1960s, there were only two sexually transmitted diseases, syphilis and gonorrhea. Today, there are over 25 known sexually transmitted diseases, of which several have no cure. Sex outside of marriage doesn't work. It brings devastation. Likewise, live-in relationships are considerably more likely to break up than are marriages. And exactly opposite to long-term marriages, the longer living couples live together, the more likely they are to break up. Add to this, the woman of a live-in relationship is 9 times more likely to be murdered by the man she lives with than the woman who is in a legitimate marriage. Neither does the immoral lifestyle of the homosexual work. Homosexual men contract syphilis 3 to 4 times as quickly as other men. Homosexual males also have 10 times the amount of anal cancer as do other men. The suicide rate of homosexuals is the highest of any one group in America. Immorality just doesn't work. Shouldn't we be telling our young people these things instead of glamorizing the homosexual lifestyle in the movies, textbooks, and television? These stats only bear out what the Bible has already told us. The Scripture says, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die." The Bible says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." God's law permeates the natural world, and when we defy His law, we pay the price. Sin, the Bible says, when it is finished, brings forth death. On the other hand, the Bible promises that those who obey God live better and longer lives. The Bible encourages us by stating, "If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the fat of the land." Christian nations experience this. The people in nations which have the Bible as their basis of morality and life live longer and are more prosperous, generally speaking. It is undeniable to the honest researcher. This is why John Adams said, quote, "Public and private virtue are the only foundations of republics." The only security for liberty is living by the principles of the Bible. This is why we're urging you to call your Kentucky representative in Frankfort and urge them to counteract Speaker Greg Stumbo's smothering of the ultrasound bill. This bill would save the lives of probably 2,000 Kentucky children who would otherwise be murdered by abortion, simply because the mother would have to have the opportunity to see the ultrasound of her baby before an abortion could be performed. For a number of years, Stumbo's leadership has sent this bill to a committee where the chairman promises to kill it. We need legislators to stand up to Stumbo and say, no more. Call 1-800-372-7181 and leave a message for your representative to stop Greg Stumbo's smothering of the ultrasound bill. That number again is 1-800-372-7181. Why should we encourage more disease and destruction in our young people by encouraging immorality? Make that call for the sake of your children and grandchildren. Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Children's Heritage Days, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.